I cannot say anything about
the others. This is the point.
Well, the point also is, for example,
if we go to the forest with the aim of developing wholesomeness and samatha, will there be any development of calm, of samatha?
Excuse me, what?
If we go to the forest because we think we want to avoid ordinary life, and we go to the forest with the aim of developing wholesomeness, will there be any development of calm, of samatha?
Those were the Buddha words,
Aranyagatova.
Not for everyone.
Not for, yes, of course.
Even our lay people can have such a degree of jhana, not going to the forest, because it depends on right understanding.
Yeah, that's true.
So the one who doesn't know anything about calmness at all, just go to the forest. What does it say in Tipitaka about those people who just go to the forest without understanding?
Lots of delirious thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must be
Sutva Arya Savako.
Well instructed, the disciple of the noble ones. Sutava or Sutva Arya Savako, always. The other one are worldly,
right.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about people in the Buddha's time who hadn't listened to him at all because he hadn't become enlightened yet?
They didn't have anything.
They had?
Yes.
Jhana.
Jhana, but wrong.
No, right,
oh,
jhana.
Right,
jhana. Yeah.
What about Moggallana and Sariputta
before they met the Buddha?
Oh, they just do some practices. They did some practices, both Sariputta and Moggallana, before, I think.
That's why samatha is not vipassana. It's just no kusala moment.
Okay.
As self, as me, not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
But still, still they attain highest jhanas.
With understanding.
No, not with vipassana. With understanding of samatha bhavana.
So
enough to attain all jhanas. But no, not understanding of dharmas as anatta.
Understanding doesn't mean always mean vipassana at all.
Always?
No.
Different level.
Level.
Mm-hmm.
But how can there be jhana without the vipassana jnana?
What is vipassana jnana?
It's the nolle panya of
not no self at
of
all.
Self.
It has to be the understanding of no self when it's vipassana. But for samatha, the self has gained such and such stage of calmness.
Okay. So vipassana jnana is needed to samatha.
No.
It's calm in itself. No need to develop or practice anything besides that. Because at moment of kusala, it's calm, but not to the degree of apana samadhi, only tadanga, vimutti. So vipassana jnana is tadanga, too, not jhana, because jhana doesn't have the object of reality as an object. In order to have the reality right now as object, it has to be panya of understanding reality as not self only. That's why people do not have any understanding of samatha. They take just the word calm, but it's akusala, no understanding. They go with attachment, desire for the forest, just being there, with wrong understanding. That's why samatha ends with vipassana should be clearly understood.
Then why do so many monks teach that at fourth level of jhana that
it's
understanding vipassana would arise? They all teach that.
Yeah, because they do not study the teachings. It's their own thinking. They take just few words from Tipitaka and they teach.
Because they all believe it.
That's why Buddhang Saranang Kacchami and also Dhammang Saranang Kacchami. with other teachings.
So if they're not believing correctly, they're not taking refuge correctly.
Just recite.
According to my long experience about samatha.
Not samatha. But the word samatha.
But
the illusion of samatha.
Am I correct that samatha and samatha development is different? Because samatha is just...
That's what one think about the word by oneself, not studying at all what is meant by samatha and what is the reality of samatha and how to develop samatha. It has to go with right understanding from the very beginning. Like the development of vipassana, it has to be with right understanding of Dhamma from the very beginning, because the development means more and more and more understanding of calmness as still self and vipassana, not self at all.
But samatha can be developed with self?
No understanding, but no akusala, nivarana at that moment.
And I have another question about anattaness. There is the definition about anatta that four definitions. The first one is anatta is of emptiness. The second one is anatta is of any possession of any people or thing. The third one is anatta is not a person or being. And the fourth one is anatta is opposite of atta. I quite understand about anatta is not any possession and any...
Then you can understand the first two when you understand anatta.
It's of emptiness.
Mm-hmm. No one in it.
That's difficult too.
You are praising again the virtues of Buddha. Yeah. Otherwise, it seems like anyone just can read and understand and follow, but it's not like that at all. Like the Eightfold Path is very subtle. Not just reciting the eight factors.
So seeing emptiness, you should understand anatta.
Where to is, emptiness. Or where was seeing a moment ago, empty.
But now not empty at all.
Seeing actually, at each moment it's empty of self, so seeing is always empty of self, whether it's understood or not, because there's never a self in it. So it's always empty of self. It's always anatta. But wrong view takes there for being something in it. But regardless of whether wrong view arises or not, in fact, it's always empty of self.
And you know what samatha is in other aspect? Only those who understand the danger of the sensuous object. Otherwise, there's no development of samatha to be calm from being entangled all day with sensuous object. But the one who goes to the forest cling to objects without any understanding, just want to gain something that for themselves, not seeing the danger of seeing, hearing, which will bring more and more akusala.
I've often thought about those monks in the time of the Buddha that did develop samatha. And I thought about how difficult it is in the forest.
You mean that now we are talking about the real samatha?
The real
yeah.
Jhana.
Yeah.
So in the forest, sitting under a tree,
would have been very difficult, this ants biting, this cold wind, this hot wind. However, if it's jhana, they don't feel any of that, do they? If there are jhana jitters, there's no jitters that arise that experience bodily.
At what moment, what does citta experience?
In jhana? The object of the jhana.
See.
So there's, right. So jhana jitters can arise and fall for a long time, like we read that.
No,
they
but
can,
wanga in between
no,
when that person
no sense
is
object
skillful.
In between.
Only when that person is skillful.
Okay.
There's no bhavanga in between moments of jhana. Not like now.
Right.
But also, Ajahn, the jhana
does not last. So there may be like moments of understanding in between jhanas, isn't it?
Okay. When that person just attained nibbana the first time, only one moment of apanasamadhi appears and then bhavanga. So that person understands the difference between the object, which is object of jhana, and other object after bhavanga. So they tried and tried with right understanding to develop more and more until it's not just only one moment of apanasamadhi. It can be many moments without bhavanga. But now bhavanga is in between each process. Who knows? No one knows, but the person who develops jhana knows. So it's a kind of great panya, but not understanding reality. So it's not vipassana. This is the difference. For those who were born in the time of Buddha but hadn't listened to the teachings yet, because no one can understand whatever appears as realities. And people today take everything from the Tipitaka for their own thinking, understanding. As soon as they heard about the term jhana, just want to have it. Go to the forest with attachment, no understanding at all. About citta now, whether it's sensuous moment, clinging to the object which appears, and that person must be wise enough to know the way to have no experiencing of sensuous object, no seeing, no hearing, even no thinking about sensuous objects. Who can do that today without understanding? It's impossible. So there are two kinds of developing panya, by way of samatha only, or by way of vipassana, which samatha is also there, together. No need to practice samatha separately.
But the wisdom of samatha is
knowing how to be kusala,
yeah,
which does not cling to right. sensuous object
and
at all.
And knowing the danger yeah. of sensuous object. That,
right.
That's the only understanding of panya that comes mm-hmm. around with samatha, right?
Okay. Who sees the danger of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching today? See? So who practicing samatha? See?
That's what I was going to say is... and. For sure, whenever anyone has the idea of practicing samatha, it's not going to be samatha bhavana, it's not going to be practicing samatha.
Like vipassana, meditation, mm. all around the world.
Yes.
Without understanding, they call it vipassana, so they call it samatha.
Actually, they do samatha mostly.
They don't do that.
No,
they
not samatha.
They think they do. It's not samatha.
At all.
And then if you're going, you got a whole new
for example,
just like they think they do vipassana, but it's not nothing to do with
can that. They know wholesome moment right now? So how can they develop samatha?
Oh, samatha knows the wholesome moment.
Certainly, they know the moment of nivarana dhamma. All akusla are nivarana dhamma. So panya must be precise to understand the difference between moment of akusla and moment of kusla. Otherwise, there's no karma develop at all.
But what is the difference in samatha and vipassana of knowing the kusala? How do they know kusala? Because it seems differently they know kusala, samatha and vipassana.
Even to know kusala and akusala is quite difficult. So how can there be the development of samatha when there is no understanding of the different moments?
The panya of samatha knows kusala moment, but mm-hmm. it doesn't know it as nama or rupa.
Right.
So it's possible for the people.
Now tell me.
No.
So who can tell?
Like even at the moment of wishing
appreciate goodness, for example.
With attachment?
No, but people cannot think, they can just know that they cultivate more wholesomeness naturally. Is it not
okay.
samatha?
Okay, is that samatha? Development? It is kusala if it's panya which knows, but is it samatha bhavana?
If this appears like that, it is kusala.
Okay, kusala right now, understanding the teachings, kusala.
Yes.
But is it the development of samatha?
No, but some moments can be, isn't it?
More moments, but not to the degree of jhana or apana samadhi or upajara samadhi. So there must be the difference between degrees of tadanga and upajara and apana.
Oh, so this means concentration also.
With understanding and level of karmas.
So you mean these people and the Vipassana center, they just have kusala?
Akusala.
Akusala.
Okay. Certainly.
But if someone like giving naturally, like someone to
and this
kusala,
is not Vipassana.
It's not samatha yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
We can say that it's kusala.
Yes.
And all kinds of kusala is calm. But it's not the development of calmness, not bhavana, because of no understanding of how to have more moments of samatha or calmness.
So it seems very also hard bhavana, samatha.
Certainly, both. That's why Sariputta praised Moggallana for his samatha, and Moggallana praised Sariputta for his panya.
I would like to ask, as you talked about this, so the people who develop samatha, they have a very clear understanding between moments of kusala and akusala.
Mm-hmm.
But what they lack in their understanding precisely is that that realities are conditioned and they arise and fall away.
They can see that moment with kusala is better than moment with akusala.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they can develop is understanding the moments with kusala and how to have kusala more than akusala, but no understanding about realities at all.
So what constitutes the understanding of reality is just to know that they are conditioned.
Asavaka, listening,
mm-hmm.
considering, until it's one's own understanding. Even panya of samatha level cannot understand whatever appears now. That's why Buddha is the... We cannot say how he is so virtuous, like his wisdom.
Sometimes it happens that if the people find out that, for example, we develop by that way, like knowing, listening, reading, and understanding, they may say, oh, you are just sukha vipassaka. And they say it's worst.
Who is sukha vipassaka?
It's sukha vipassaka, the attaining of nibbana.
And who attains nibbana?
Yes, or the... I mean, oh, you are on the way of... this sukha vipassaka,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they think it's worse, they are taken by it.
Even in the time of Buddha, those who have jhana and vipassana are less than those who have only vipassana, even in the time of Buddha. So what today is?
Today people have different ideas, like, oh, it's just sukha vipassaka,
worse,
but that who attains without jhana, the only by wisdom,
yes, dry
the nibbana.
Yeah,
dry and the
insight.
People, I few times, they say, or think at least, like with... Mm. Like this.
Well, the
superior path is with jhana. Mm. They mean, and that's all you.
In the time of Buddha, see, those who attained enlightenment with the degree of jhana were less than those who didn't have samatha. Yes, it said in Tipitaka.
And those people that they think. They're developing samatha.
They can
they
think
say,
anything. Yeah.
They will say all the time, oh, like my son says to me, Mom, you just read.
They don't know about understanding, what understanding is, what does it mean. It does understand what? No idea for them.
And also those who make the kind of comment that Lucas is talking about don't appreciate that the development of insight includes development of samatha. They think of samatha as a separate practice. Mm. Yeah. They don't have an understanding of samatha being developed naturally. So to them, if you don't have a samatha practice, you are a dry insight attainer or whatever. But that's their wrong
that's
understanding about how samatha is developed. Because they see it, it has to be a practice. And also, I think it's correct to say that the term sukha vipassaka is only applied after a person has attained nibbana. In the text, it doesn't say this person who is developing insight is sukha vipassaka, and that one is, I forget what the other term is, but it's I think if you look at the sutta, it's someone who has attained without jhana as basis is then called sukha vipassaka. So who can say in advance how anyone is going to attain nibbana eventually?
It's just referring to the moments prior, just prior to enlightenment.
Or prizing the buddha or the panya only.
And your comment before about the tilakana referring to the cittas just prior to enlightenment, whether it's the characteristic of anicca, dukkha or nata is apparent at that moment. Like which part of the glass is apparent at a moment.
So now we have Dhamma as refuge, not just one's own thinking.
John, to come back to the present moment, is there always pleasant, unpleasant or neutral feeling? In the present moment.
There must be feeling with each citta.
Yes. And in the beginning, what level of awareness can there be of that?
Knowing whether there is awareness or no awareness of whatever appears.
But little awareness that it is not I who experiences it.
Awareness is awareness. And it arises, so the object appears to awareness, quite a little bit different, longer than usual, or when we use the word long, it does mean long as seconds or split seconds, maybe shorter than that, but that is awareness, otherwise it cannot appear like that. Like now. Can you know the moment when there's touching and heart disappear, it's gone. But when it's there for a time, with understanding about a characteristic, you can see that whenever there's awareness, there is always a characteristic of a reality only is there.
John, when you say awareness of a characteristic, a little awareness of a characteristic, you mean, say, visual, You mean a characteristic in terms of...
A reality.
A reality. Anatta. No self in it. No one.
No need to
there.
Say...
No, you don't need to say...
Because that characteristic will appear. It's anattaness.
Okay. Okay.
It's not something anymore, but it's only hardness. Softness or sound.
And that's what the understanding of
anattaness is. It's not something other right. than understanding the reality which appears now right. as a Dhamma.
Right. And I thought of your question the other day about
Ditti when we were talking about samatha, correct samatha, bhavana. So samatha bhavana may be developed all the way up to jhana with lots and lots of kusala mm-hmm. and no understanding of realities as anatta, but not necessarily any ditti arising either in that
can't
development.
Be, yeah.
Well, not at moments of kusala.
Right.
At other moments
right.
can be,
right.
but it's not to say that just because mm. there is no understanding of realities that
right.
ditti must be arising.
Right.
Do we have a little more understanding today?
A little with, more than yesterday.
With our yesterday, there can never be this understanding of today. Little by little, accumulate. And tomorrow? Yes, a little bit more by one's own thinking and considering.
Ajahn, it becomes a little bit clearer how, so, about conditionality in terms of, we've talked about detachment and banya, and I think this time I found your teachings to be very encouraging. And one of the things that was particularly encouraging was what you said the other day, and just so that I don't misquote you, and we were talking about the difficulty of understanding, and you said, we are praising the Buddha's virtues again and again when we recognize how difficult it is to know realities. Mm-hmm. And I found that really encouraging because it meant that difficulty is okay.
And also to his savaka too,
yes.
before they become enlightened.
Mm.
So there is also savaka parami.
The followers.
Mahabodhisattva parami, pacheka parami, and savaka parami.
Those who have developed the teachings and followed.
Are they the ones mentioned in Sankang Saranang Gacchami?
Saukas.
Yes, when we take refuge in the Sangha, it is in the Saukas, those who have followed his teachings and become fully enlightened.
Or you can say Aryas. Aryas.
Arya Savaka.
Arya Savaka.
So now, Savaka, mm-hmm. to be Arya Savaka by Parami. Don't forget that.
The path is noble.
Yes. Uh-huh. Without Panya, it cannot be noble. Because it's led by attachment. That's why only those who have heard and have accumulated the right understanding can have condition to hear it again and again.
If it's a wasp, Jonathan has extreme allergy history.
Of whom? Okay. Of whom?
Of the citta.
Pardon?
Of the citta, not
yes,
the person.
Yes, but what citta?
It's like kusala.
Both. One is kusala or akusala, the other is vipaka. There are two kinds of vipaka, with hetu and without hetu. What moment is with hetu and what moment is not with hetu? Now, see? Not in the book. Yes. Yes. So we have to understand it in ourselves at all. Mm. Only tattoos. Who knows Jakku tattoo?
High bass.
Who knows Jakku tattoo?
Now?
Yeah.
Just by thinking about it.
Right. So even it's there, no one knows. Mm. Or even it appears, ignorance cannot understand it. So we do not have to find out when is avicca.
When I said thank you before, I forgot all of the Thai people that over the few weeks who fed us, water, everything they did, I'd like to thank them. They
I'd
were
like
amazing.
To, I have something for Kundurungan,
those two.
So, I just need to. I need to say something.
They were there.
Yes, Kundurungan.
We have a tip that we've collected for Kundurungan staff. Kundurungan, we've really appreciated all your hospitality and kindness. So, thank you very much.
And I'd like to add thank Prince Suchit for her gracious and kind and welcoming presence.
Thank you, Ajahn, for Dhamma. Very, very good.
Take care of Dhamma.
Yes, thank you for all the support these weeks and all.
Especially the last words of Buddha.
No, no.
The most important words. The last words of the Blessed One before his death. Don't be careless.
Don't be careless. Don't be careless. Were the last words.
When he died.
Before he died.
Yeah.